Thousands of people are back on the streets of the Ukrainian capital, Kiev. 2 years after the country's Orange Revolution, Ukraine is once again in political crisis. This time, opponents of the pro-Western president, Viktor Yushchenko, are demonstrating, defying his call for new elections. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports from Kiev on what happened to Ukraine's hopes for reform.
Demonstrators are being bussed into Independence Square in central Kiev from the regions by allies of pro-Moscow Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych. He's President Yushchenko's arch rival, who lost the presidential election during the Orange Revolution, but came back to power after parliamentary elections last year.
Just 2 years ago, this was the site where many thousands of protesters camped out, braving freezing temperatures during the Orange Revolution that brought President Viktor Yushchenko to power. Today, Yushchenko's opponents have taken over the square. Several thousand supporters have set up tents and are waving blue flags, but this is no revolution. This has the look of an entirely orchestrated affair.
President Yushchenko accuses Yanukovych of illegally encouraging legislators to switch sides and join his ruling coalition. On Monday, Yushchenko issued a decree dismissing parliament, saying he was calling for new elections next month to stop Yanukovych from usurping power. My actions are dictated by the need to preserve the state's sovereignty and territorial integrity, he said. It's not only my right, it's my obligation. But Yanukovych says the president's decree is illegal and has appealed to the Constitutional Court for a ruling.
The president has overstepped his authority, and there can be no preparations for new parliamentary elections until the court reaches a verdict.
Most experts believe a decision would probably take months. Ukraine's economy has grown significantly since the Orange Revolution, but the country is still struggling to emerge from the poverty and politics of its Soviet past. About half the population, mainly in the eastern industrial regions, is against Yushchenko's push for Ukraine to join the European Union and NATO. But Irina Koshelova, one of those protesting on the streets, says she's mainly upset over the loss of Soviet-era subsidies.
Yushchenko should be spending money on orphans, on workers, on pensioners. We don't want new elections. We don't want to join NATO. We just want to live in peace.
On Wednesday, Yanukovych supporters engaged in a shouting match with members of the Liberal Pará Party, which helped lead the Orange Revolution protests 2 years ago. Pará member Alexander Pavlyuk says he supports the president's dismissal of parliament, but that the Orange Revolution failed because its leaders didn't crack down against the country's pervasive corruption.
The Orange Revolution crumbled because the winners squandered their new power by infighting and lost the huge trust the people had given them.
In 2005, Yushchenko fired his Orange Revolution partner, former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, whose braided hairstyle was an icon of the popular protest. Yushchenko instead joined forces with his old foe Yanukovych until the order dismissing parliament on Monday. Yushchenko's allies admit their infighting has seriously hurt the country. But Vyacheslav Kirilenko, leader of the president's Our Ukraine party, says Yushchenko's dismissal of parliament means the Orange Revolution is still on track.
We have to learn the lessons of the very unconstructive political negotiations that followed the Orange Revolution. But the country's democratic forces have already agreed to cooperate and will form an effective new government if we win the next elections.
Yushchenko supporters say Prime Minister Yanukovych has no choice but to give up his opposition to new elections. Most analysts agree the elections will probably take place, but they say that doesn't mean Ukraine's tortured political infighting will end anytime soon. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Kiev.